Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus, our Savior. We welcome you to the message of the Word of God today. We rejoice in the particular theme that we are seeking to emphasize, and we would ask that every listener will seek to realize the coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ is very near. We beg of you, our radio friends, to be sure that you are ready for His coming. For in such an hour that you think not, the Son of Man cometh, were the words of the blessed Lord Jesus Christ long ago. How much more today are they important, as you and I realize the dangers of the present world preceding the coming of our Lord, which is very imminent. We have been asking some questions relative to the coming again of our Savior. We would like to raise another question and answer it from the Word of God today. And this is the question: are there any predominant moral sins revealed in the Word of God as being on a worldwide scale or worldwide proportion manifested before the Lord comes back to the earth? Let me repeat the question in substance. Are there any prominent moral evils recorded in the Word of God in relation to the world conditions when or before the Lord Jesus Christ comes back? We are living in a moral age of great depravity, but we have Scripture to bring before our hearts and before our consciences today. Now, before we go further, may I remind my listeners who have been listening to our previous broadcast of yesterday, you will recall that the Scriptures we touched upon told of the deteriorating moral conditions they would increase at the end of the Christian age. Now let us go further. Let us analyze from the Word of God what He reveals concerning what could perhaps be called the final state, the final condition of moral evils, the immorality, if you please, which will exist and specially be manifested in its greatest proportion after the Lord Jesus has taken the church home to glory. Will the conditions morally continue their degrading character? We can only answer from the Word of God, absolutely so. Will you turn with me and consider the most amazing description of this from the book of the Revelation, chapter 9 and verse 21. The words that we shall read, they primarily refer, and we repeat it carefully, they refer to the events and the conditions after the rapture or the translation of the saints to heaven. But though this is so, yet it is necessary for us to appraise the meaning of these words, which should convince the simplest mind. Even some of these conditions are present already and visible. The words follow in our ninth chapter of the Revelation, following one of the most awful divine judgments recorded in that chapter, which God will someday pour upon and over the earth. But now let's read the word. Here are the words of Revelation, chapter 9, verse 21. And they declare that following even a judgment of great power and destruction, neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. Now consider these four sins, four prevailing evils, outstanding prominent acts of evil, particularly designated as such in the Word of God, before the second return of Christ to the earth. Now let us examine these words separately, one by one. The first word is murders. Not a single murder, please, but a multiplicity of murders. Willful and wicked acts of brutality, viciousness, slaying of others, the destruction of human life in increasing numbers. One can well remember in early years of my life that one murder in the whole country shook the whole population through the land. With horror and astonishment, they read the account of a murder. But not today. Virtually every source of news given out daily in every locality contains the account of a murder or even more than one murder. The valuation of human life has now reached the lowest proportion. God's holy commandment that thou shalt not kill is despised, it is dishonored, it is disobeyed, it is defied everywhere. Now tell me, my friend, if God wrote that this would come to pass before his son returned to the earth, and he wrote it nearly 1900 years ago, let me ask you, was he telling the truth? He most certainly was. It has come to pass. The earth is filled with murders. But note the next word, sorceries. The second great prevailing evil. Now what is the meaning of this? Many who study the word of God will know that the Greek word is pharmakia, from which we get the present and the prominent business of pharmaceutical products and drugs. The manufacturers of drugs. The local pharmacy, which dispenses drugs as we now know it and have known it for many past years. Now, what does this word actually mean? Though translated in the authorized version by the word sorceries, the Greek word has a meaning that goes deeper. For the word actually means the administering of drugs. But may I add, taken from the lexicon of the Greek text, it is implied as being, now note these words, drugs that are poisoning. Now, do I need to remind my hearers of the excessive growth and the distribution of poisonous drugs today has reached the most alarming proportions, not only in the world, but even in our own country. There are thousands that are slaves to drug addiction right now. Now let me simply ask you, my hearer, if God prophesied this would come to pass before his son returns to the earth, my fellow friend, if you're not saved, don't you think you better get right with God and be saved from the eternal judgment that this sin deserves and will get? I beg of you, don't go to hell, my friend. For I say very frankly, drug addiction leads those who follow that path to the end to an eternal hell. But then there's a third word. It's the word fornication. Now what is this? What is it but promiscuous sexuality of any and all kinds? I know there are different words, and different kinds of immorality named, even in the Bible. But this is one place, and there are others, where the word fornication generalizes all kinds of promiscuous sexuality. Name any kind of promiscuous sexuality you wish. Everyone is included in this one word. Now, isn't it sad to state, and is it not a fact, that publicly, even in and through the media, verbally, or whether in print, and even by pictures, fornication is magnified today, blown out of such proportion that human minds, from even the oldest person down to the youngest child, they are exposed to a knowledge of this awful and illicit evil. The world has thrown aside violently and deliberately the seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery, and the promiscuous sins that demanded death in the Old Testament. These sins are flagrantly carried out in sinful rebellion against God and even human decency. Last of all, we have theft mentioned. The fourth predominant sin. Did not the word of God in the Ten Commandments, the eighth commandment, thunder, thou shalt not steal? Do you know that in Zechariah chapter 5 that God says concerning this sin? This is the curse that goeth forth over the face of the whole world. For everyone that stealeth shall be cut off, and everyone that sweareth lies shall be cut off. Zechariah 5 and verse 3. My beloved, let me quickly read. What is the final end of such sin and sinners? Recorded in Revelation 21 and verse 8. But the fearful and the unbelieving, and the abominable, the murderers, the whoremongers, the drug addicts, the idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 8. My beloved friend, may I raise the question bluntly? Are you on the way to heaven or on the way to hell? Which one is it? I am unable to explain what will be the eternal sufferings in that lake of fire. That is impossible. But I am surely confident that there will be eternal suffering for the sins which go on and on forever and ever in that awful place. But oh, beloved, may I interject the blessed fact. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Please remember that right now God wants to rescue and save any man, woman, boy, and girl who needs it. Save them from the lake of fire. Those evil sins, murders, drugs, addiction to drugs, fornication and theft, they're already prominent. And you, my beloved friend, unsaved, you have very little time left to get right with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is coming. This is one of the proofs of his near coming. Coming not to be a savior, but coming to this sinful world to be the judge and to punish the ungodly and the wicked. Oh, my beloved, does not this prove, as it not proved to us, there are four prominent moral sins recorded in the Word of God that prevail at the coming again of the Lord Jesus? Beloved, we've got them right here now. And may I suggest, from the Word of God, they undoubtedly will get worse. Oh, my beloved, I hope you're afraid of dying without Christ. Come to him today. Father, bring sinners to the Savior through the power of thy gospel. In Jesus' name, amen.